The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from the plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I'm finished'? Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. All of us hear the words, the good news. The word gospel in Greek means good news. But do we know what the good news is? What is that good news that we keep proclaiming and hearing about? Well, in today's first reading, St. Paul gives us in few sentences what this good news is all about. We await the appearance of the glory of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The good news is that Jesus, God, took on a human flesh and he gave himself up to death on the cross. Why? To deliver us from sin, and then to come back one day and take us to God's kingdom, to heaven, to be with him for all eternity. That's the good news that we're proclaiming. Not some other person, not whoever it is, but God himself became one like us and delivered himself on the cross for our salvation. Is that good news or what? And that's why once we keep in mind and understand what's the good news, then the gospel begins to make sense. Because we might be feeling, well, that's not maybe a very good master who's demanding all of these things. But then we forget what the master has already provided for us. Doing good works, as the St. Paul tells us, as a response to what Jesus did for us, should come out of gratitude for the good news that we received, for the gift of salvation that's been handed unto us. So yes, we're called to do good works. We're called in a way to deliver ourselves because we're kind and compassionate even when people mistreat us, that we forgive others even when they're in the wrong. That's the way how we share in Jesus giving himself up on the cross for us. By giving up of ourselves to others, although when we are in the right sometimes and they're on the wrong, or when we're called to continue to do the good works that Jesus calls us to do, no matter how challenging and tough, no matter how heavy that cross is. That's the good news. That's what we celebrate every time at Mass in the Eucharist. We offer thanks to God for delivering himself for us on the cross so we can be saved from sin and death. Yes, we're called to continue to do God's work, to love as he loved us, and to be grateful for that opportunity.